Good morning and happy Mother's Day. It is my joy to bring you God's Word this morning, and I'm excited to do that. So happy Mother's Day to those of you who are moms and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and also to those of you who are caretakers, who over this past year especially have served as a caretaker to someone. We want this day to be a blessing to you, and I hope that the entire service really refreshes and renews your soul and speaks joy to you. I'm going to be reading from a passage in Jeremiah chapter 31 today. Jeremiah was a prophet who helped the people of Israel as they walked through a hard time. And if you walk through the book of Jeremiah, you see that God told Jeremiah that the people of Israel were going to go through a hard time, and then he walked through it with them, and then he told them that God would restore and renew and refresh them. And that's the part that we're going to be focusing on today in Jeremiah 31. Before I read the scripture, let me just say a brief word to you. I'm humbled and honored to bring this message on Mother's Day, in part because I'm not a mom. And one of the things that I realize as a dad, and also just as a man, is that sometimes I do see things differently than the moms and the women around me. And I am blessed to have some wonderful female colleagues who are also mothers and even grandmothers who, when I bring something up in a meeting, will often say kind things to me like, you know, that's a great idea, but I'm not sure I would have quite worded it that way. So let me just say that as I bring you God's word today, it is with a sense of humility and an understanding that God is offering to us, but especially moms and grandmothers, some promises that will help you and us during this time. So let me read to you from Jeremiah 31. Here's what he says. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. I just want to pause here. This is in the middle of a vision for Jeremiah that he's having. And as he's receiving the vision, he's being told that this message is coming from God himself. The Lord and the head of Heaven's armies himself is saying these words. When I bring them back from captivity, the people of Judah and its towns will say again, "The Lord bless you, O righteous home, O holy mountain." Their home will once again feel blessed and a place of blessing. Townspeople and farmers and shepherds alike will live together in peace and happiness. People from across all different strata, all different jobs, across the entire society will live together again in peace and happiness. And then this final verse of this particular passage that I want to focus on today. For I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. For I've given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. Now, there really isn't a fair way as a human being to compare one person's crisis to another. They're just not usually the same. And so I'm not trying to compare what happened in Israel to what's happened to us over this past year. So much as what I'm saying is that God is consistently, over the course of his scripture, said that when people go through crisis, he promises and responds in similar ways. And that's really what I want to look at today. And so as we enter into this conversation about what God has to say to us about refreshment for the weary and joy for the sorrowing, I want to take a moment to say some things out loud that are pretty self-evident, but also really important. The first is that being a mom is a hard job. It is a hard job. Under normal circumstances, it's a hard job. And one of the things that it's important to recognize and to say out loud is that moms wear many different hats. For some of you, you are the chief organizer and calendar keeper in your house, responsible for juggling and making sure that practices and lessons and homework and all of that actually gets done. Following up, saying, did you do your homework? Some of you also wear the hat of a chef. Some of you are counselors in your own home, listening to stories about what's happened during the school day or what's happening if your adult children have a new job or a relationship. Some of you are nurses, having to diagnose what's happening in the sickness in your own family. And some of you are surgeons. A child comes to you with a giant splinter and they say, would you please get this out? And you have to pull out your medical kit and do surgery. And of course, that's just the beginning of the list. And for some of you who are single moms, the list is even longer and the weight is even heavier. And it's important to say that out loud because over the course of my years of working with and observing moms, I know that many, many of you feel the weight of your role. Not just the importance of it. Many of you know that. But the weight of it. The importance of what you're doing. And so I want to say to you that even though many of you are at different stages in your life as moms, once you begin to be a mother, you pretty much are a mother for as long as life keeps those relationships together. I say that because there are some of you moms who are mothers to adult children, and you know what younger moms will come to realize, and that is that even when they become adults, you're still mom. And sometimes they still call you and ask for advice or help, or they need you in crisis. I'm reminded quickly of a passage in John chapter 2 between Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus himself. It's a story that you've probably heard before, but you might not have thought about the mother-son, mother-child interaction that happened there. Let me read it to you again. In John chapter 2, it says, the wine supply ran out during the festival, so Jesus' mother told him, they have no more wine. And Jesus responded, dear woman, that's not our problem. My time has not yet come. Now, it's hard to read tone into this passage, but I would say that if my mother came to me and said, here's a problem, and I said, dear woman, that's not our problem, my mother might have some thoughts and words about that. Beginning with, dear woman. Now, maybe that was a term of endearment, and maybe he said that, you know, to let her know that while he appreciated her, he didn't feel the necessary responsibility for it. But I want you to notice that Jesus' mother didn't argue with him. She didn't fuss him. Here's what she said. But his mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you. In other words, Jesus' mother was like, I still expect something to happen. Now, I bring this up because even the mother of Jesus, it appears, had to work through the relationship with her perfect son and understand what it was like to be mother and grown adult savior of the world son. A mom's job is hard under normal circumstances. A difficult job is made even harder when times are hard, though. And for many of you, this past year, that was really true. You had to wear extra hats. Some of you didn't like math or science or English when you took it in school yourself. And this year, you had to go back and teach it to your own children. Some of you had to relearn it. Some of you had to hear an extra 250 times a day, hey mom, hey mom, hey mom, hey mom. And while many of you love being a mom, let's be honest, that can pluck the nerves. Some of you have spent hours trying to keep your children off video screens. And this year you've had to spend hours keeping them on video screens, making sure they're paying attention and doing what they're supposed to be doing and engaged in their learning. Some of you have had the extra worry of just wondering, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, if it was safe just to go to get a loaf of bread, how you were going to get food and keep food in the house when there was a run on grocery stores. And then, of course, For most of us, there was a point in 2020 where many of us wondered if we were going to run out of things like toilet paper. And when you add all those things up, it made a hard job even harder. On top of that, many of the things that renew and refresh souls were taken away. Just the simple pleasure of going out to lunch with a friend, of going out on a date with your spouse, of going to see your family, your extended family, or your friends. All of those things were kind of taken away. And for some of you who are caregivers, this was especially true. The amount of time you had to spend on focusing and providing extra care increased exponentially. Some of you who are grown moms with, I don't mean grown moms, you have grown children. Of course you're grown. You have grown children, and you're caring for your older adult moms felt an especially big weight. Some of you heard that your senior moms were in especially vulnerable state due to their age or maybe their health condition, and you have felt the weight of responsibility of keeping them safe. And it's meant that you've had to isolate even more. You've had to stay away from the stuff that you might have been able to do, but they're living with you, or you had to interact with them. Or sometimes even worse, you had to watch them from a distance and wonder if they were going to get COVID in a nursing home. It's been hard. And so, as we look at this passage of Scripture, the people of Israel have gone through this hard time, and God has said some things to them along the way. He's promised them that he would be with them. He's promised them that he would provide for them. But in this passage, he promises another thing. He promises us that he would not only bring together a time where people lived in peace and happiness, a restoration, but also a sense of renewal, of rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing. Now, as I mentioned before, what the people of Israel went through is not the same as ours, but God's commitment during those hard times is. And I want to remind us of that because he uses words like renewal and refreshing and joy in the midst of sorrow or faintness, depending upon the version that you look at. And the weariness and the faintness, the sorrow, the other words that are used in this passage all indicate kind of a parchedness, which is pretty logical since the people in the Middle East lived in a very dry area, a very desert area. And so that sense of renewal and refreshment, of faintness, often had to do with the parched nature of living in a place where water was often scarce. They, in Jesus' day, and in Jeremiah's day, even older, had wells. They didn't just go and have town water that was piped to their house where they could turn on a spigot and count that water was going to come out. They counted on a well. And those of you who have lived on a well, and many of you probably have at one point in your life, know that a well is only as helpful as the water table that supports it. And if you keep pulling and drawing and taking away from a well without it being refreshed or renewed, the well can go dry. That was especially true in a place where it didn't rain much. But I lived on a well in a relatively rural area for a long period of time. My wife grew up on a well. Now, our well was a good one. It was at 120 feet, which is not overly deep, and it was 120 gallons a minute, which we were supposed to be able to produce, which meant that we could probably take as long a shower as we wanted or wash as many clothes as we wanted, and it was not going to run out. But there are many people that live on wells that produce much less, and they have to watch all the time, especially during a dry season, a hard season, a season where there's no renewal or rain or refreshment, how much they pull out of that well because it can go dry. And people who live on wells know that they have to watch this. They have to watch because if they keep pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling without a period of refreshment and renewal, there will be no more. And for some of us, this past year has been a lot like that. It's been the helping and the giving and the caring for, and it's been putting out and giving out without the renewal of many of the things that refresh and help our souls. And so the promise that God is giving in this moment is that God can refresh and renew even the places that have gone dry. Is the power to do that and a willingness to do it. Jesus in the Gospels, one of my favorite passages is where he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and weighted down, and I will bring you rest." I love that because there are some times and places where, especially when you're in a lockdown situation, where else do you turn? And Jesus is inviting us to come to him. He promises us in the scripture from early on that he has the ability and the willingness, the commitment to refresh us and to bring joy even in our sorrow. For some of us, maybe many of us, this past year was a time of both. Some of us lost family members this past year, and we weren't able even to grieve properly because we couldn't have funerals or even open worship services where folks could come and help us with the story, reminding and telling one another of God's hope and help and presence. But God says that he can and will bring us these things in the middle of our times and invites us to come to him. Moms, I want to remind you of some things that you already know. Your job is important, no matter how old your kids are. And I know that many of you feel the weight of that. But you are not alone. Jesus has committed to walking with you through this. And whenever God gives us a hard assignment or we go through a hard place in life, he tells us that we do not have to do it by ourselves, nor do we have to feel the full weight of that responsibility. He will provide. He will help. He will bring us through that with his care, his strength, and his help. But also that he has the power when the tanks are low, when the well is not full, when the joy is not high, to refresh and restore and renew. And today, I want to invite you to come to him if that's where you are. To come to him, to answer his invitation. He says, "Come to me," to answer his invitation and to ask God to it's been raining the past couple of days, right? To pour a refreshing, renewing rain upon your soul. And for some of you have already received the vaccine, and some of the weight of this has been taken off of you. And some of you are waiting for your kids to get the vaccine, and you are still a little bit on edge, feeling the weight of your kids' health. And I want to say, God knows. He knows. And he will continue to carry you. He knows the importance of what he's asking us to do, and he will carry it with us. He will give us what we need. Come to him. Ask him. Let him bless us. Let's pray. Father God, today I pray for moms and grandmothers and mothers who had taken care of their mothers or fathers, for caretakers, for folks in nursing homes who are taking care of the friends around them. I pray that you would bring a restoration of strength, a renewal of joy, and a sense of hope, that as we go through hard places in life, you know, you understand, you care, and you will provide for us. I pray that people would answer your call today to come if they are weary, if they're hurting, if they have sorrow in their hearts, and allow the presence of your Holy Spirit to begin to pour rain upon those dry and thirsty places, that they might once again be filled, and that they might know the power of your presence. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Would you join together in our Lord's Prayer now? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen.